Good morning and welcome to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio, and happy Monday to each and every one of you. My name is Michelle Price, and on Twitter, at Prosperity Gal, and I'm coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today, where you know what? We are still celebrating the beginning of our fifth year. Oh my goodness, that feels really, really good. Now it's the first Monday of the month, and we all know what that means. It means we get to hear from Don Cooper, the sales heretic. And you know, he is our favorite sales speaker, trainer, and coach. And Don became a regular part of our show 2 years ago, and we are so grateful for his dedication to helping us succeed in our sales. So let me pop on over to Don here, and let's see what he's got to share with us today.
Good morning, Michelle. Well, it's already December, believe it or not, and if you haven't yet made your year's sales goals, or heck, even if you have, wouldn't you love to make December a strong sales month so you can finish your year on a high note? Well, you can. Here are six things you can do to boost your sales in December to close your year out strong. First, don't buy into the idea that you can't make sales in December, that people won't buy. That's a myth. People need and want your products and service just as much in December as they do any other month of the year. That's just an excuse that poor salespeople use to justify the fact they didn't make sales. Now, your prospects might be harder to get a hold of. They are, in fact, busy with parties, planning, travel, and so on. But that doesn't mean they won't buy. So you may need to put some extra effort into tracking them down, scheduling time with them, but it can be done. Second, determine your sales goals for the month. What do you really want to achieve in these next 4 weeks? Write out specifically what your goals are. If you've been making goals from the beginning of the year, look at your annual goals, see how far off you are, and figure out what you want your summer sales goals to be. If you're already near your goal or even past your goal, set an outrageous goal just to see how far you can push yourself. Third, make a plan for December. What do you need to do in order to achieve those goals you set for yourself? Maybe you'll need to devote more time on the phone to actually talking to prospects. Maybe you need to go out and visit prospects. Maybe you need to hire somebody on a temporary or a part-time basis to help you with the work so that you can focus on making those sales calls. Maybe you need to create a promotion to drive sales. What is it you need specifically to do? Make a detailed plan for what you're going to do in December to reach these goals. Fourth, reconnect with your prospects from throughout the year. Go back into your contact manager and look for the prospects you talked to back in January, February, March, who never bought for one reason or another. Reconnect with them now. Their circumstances may have changed between early in the year and now. Maybe their need is greater. The problem they had is now more visible. Or maybe they didn't have a budget then, but they have one now. The holiday time is a great excuse to reconnect with people, just to say hi. Fifth, remind your prospects of the reasons that it's in their best interest to buy now. And there are a wide variety of reasons they might want to buy now. Maybe they've got a budget that they need to use up, because if they don't use it, they'll lose it for next year. So they need to be able to spend that budget on stuff now. So this is a perfect time for them to buy what you sell. Alternatively, their purchase might be tax deductible for them. If that's the case, remind them that by buying now, they get a tax deduction in just a few months rather than a year or more from now. Maybe there's a price increase coming in January, and by buying now, they can avoid that price increase. Alternatively, maybe come January, your product or service will be in shorter supply than it is now. So buying now guarantees they've got what they need and want now rather than having to wait for it later on. Or maybe by buying from you right now, they can get a jump on their planning, their processes, their competition for next year. Buying now might give them more time to use or implement what it is that you sell so that they have a head start on next year. And there may be other reasons as well. Sit down and think of all the different reasons why it might be in your prospect's best interest to buy right now in December rather than put off the decision until next year. Sixth, you might even give your prospects an incentive to buy now. I mentioned earlier you might think of a promotion to do. Well, that could be a holiday discount. It's very common for companies to give discounts over the holidays, so it kind of fits into the standard theme of this season. It doesn't need to be a big discount, and it doesn't need to be a discount on your main product or service. It could be a discount on accessories or additional products and services that go along with your primary purchase. Alternatively, you could give your prospects a free gift for buying now. So what could you give your customers as a free gift if they buy by Christmas or they buy before New Year's? Alternatively, you could take a whole different tack and offer a donation to charity with every purchase. So, for example, with every purchase that's made during the month of December, you make a donation to Toys for Tots or to the local children's charity or a local Jewish charity, whatever is important to you. That might be a dollar contribution, it might be a percentage contribution, but let your prospects know that if they buy from you right now, they will also be doing good for the community. That kind of cause-based marketing can be extremely powerful. So consider these six elements. Don't buy into the myth that people don't buy during the month of December. Determine your sales goals for the month. Make a detailed plan for the month. Reconnect with your prospects from throughout this entire past year. Remind prospects of the reasons to buy right now. And then even consider giving prospects an incentive to buy now. Do these six things and you'll make December a great sales month and finish your year on a really high note.
You know, I have to tell you, it's one of the things we absolutely love about Don. He's always on point. He gives us really great actionable things that we can do in the moment this week. Don't have to wait for it. And the more, I'm telling you, the more attention you give them, the more you actually do 15, 20 minutes a day on these tips that Don gives you, then you will start seeing results quicker.